around they shield for the real dead. As it stands mysteriously, curiosity, it kills the cat then. Offsets them mentally so they're trapped in behind these fantasies with no action. Searching for a remedy. Now she loves a man, but there is just a different type of chemistry that flares when her desire's on fire. Quick is the abuse, another love's for hire.
Vocal tone of my nigga Booty Brown. Decided to take a ride to see what's really going down up on the north side of town. Of course, I bought the quarter pound of bomb hemp. Feeling alright like Johnny Kemp on a Friday night. Looking right cause my shit is tight. Blazing blunts to city lights on Sunset and Crescent Heights. Bounce a house of blues and I slid in free with tennis shoes, sweatshirt, jeans, and no ID. Soon as I step inside the place, I recognize the physics of an up with the is-ass. More amazing than grace. So waste no time to kick my line. I say, how you doing? She says, hey, I'm doing fine. So I commence to Mac and the baby to see what's cracking. So maybe I get her back in the cabin and start attacking. Threw back a shot of yak and started jabbering, jibbing, fibbing, and ad-libbing. Just to get her to my crib then. We was chilling on the bed, bumping some Isley. Thought I was about to spread the thighs, but she surprised me when she said,
oh, like that? You know I don't get down.
I know my homie's gonna clown cause I let her stick around when
hi, you're listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO Medford. This is 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
With us tonight, we got Lucas, new guest on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. I'm Lucas Zara. I'm here to listen to some good tracks and, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, this is Sonny Rollins behind us right now with Olio.
Thank you. Yeah, 1, 2. Pay attention and observe how I sell by telling a story about a female very well. First name's Raquel, the last name I can't tell, but let me tell you, the female swell. See it happen one night, what? I was at a disco, lounging, stomach full of Cisco. Raquel walks in, I showed a grin, she was light-skinned, fly. She made me spin, so I stepped, yeah, my eyes read fame. I said, hello, I'm Charisma, baby, what's your name? She smiled, so I said, I had this notion of me and you in the sand at the ocean. I came on romantic, Raquel was pleased, but all I wanted to do was get skeezed. Or to my father, I knew I had Raquel. I said, I'll play Fat Man, baby, you play Vicky Bell. Her eyes lit up, she had a smile like Nicki Minaj. She said, Charisma, yo, let's go to your house. My house, damn, I was doomed. I'm only 18 and all I have is a bedroom. A swift plan, what could I tell? I said, forget my house and let's go to a motel. So to the MOTEL we went, and yo, it was the Motel 6. We arrived at number 7. She opened the door, smashed, then she kicked the shoes on the floor. She said, relax. So I just smacked. She stepped for the bathroom, so I stepped for my Jimmy hat. I heard it clink, then a slam of a necklace. Damn, Raquel walks out butt naked. I was like, wait up, hold up, yo, this couldn't be real. I didn't know, so Charisma had to feel. Caressing, all on her chest and exotic movement, so I got undressed. And yo, it was on. I started flipping it and smacking it. I got cheeky and the sea started tapping it. Rode it like a man in a car race. I got sleepy and found the pillow against my face. But when I woke, I almost choked because I had realized that Raquel had broke. Where did she go? I did not know, but I was like, so? Because Raquel's a hoe. But get this, you're all something quite sick, cause on the mirror, there wasn't no written in lipstick. It said, Charisma, I'm sorry that I had to go, and I apologize for not letting you know. But check it out, y'all, something that might make you fade. I hate to break it to you, but I do now have the AIDS. Oh my God, Lord have mercy. How could this girl do this to me? Now to the doctors, I must now make a dash. And when I see ya, I'm gonna put my Nikes in a fat ass. Ellison Masters. A little story about that girl Raquel. A little story about that girl Raquel. A little story about that girl Raquel. I was the AIDS victim, I was.
A hickey, 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 hickey.
You were just listening to Downtime from the Robert Glasper Trio. That was a recommendation from Lucas.
Sure was.
That was a good one. Robert Glasper was actually just playing in Boston.
Yeah, in December recently. He was playing at Scullers. He was doing a show on his new album, Covered, which I highly recommend you listen to. It's a bunch of covers of, you know, jazz tunes, R&B, even some hip-hop, and it's great. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and I didn't get to see the show, but I heard he was kind of... I heard he was kind of clowning at the show. He was kind of like all over the place, and I know someone who wanted to see it, and I missed it, but, you know, what can you do?
He was obsessing over a basketball game that was happening, and, like, between every song that he did, you know, he was masterfully done. He turned to somebody and go, like, hey, how's the basketball game going? And he just, it seemed like he didn't even care, but, you know, he was amazing.
I think that was the night of the double OT Celtics game versus Golden State. I was watching that game. That was a, you know, disappointment. I've been watching the Celtics a lot lately, you know. They're getting into these close games with these good teams, and they're losing. Hard team, you know. I don't know. I don't know. What do we got coming up, Bobby?
I'm thinking stick with the jazz theme for a little bit right now.
Right on.
And we're going to go with Black Orpheus.
Oh, great song.
And we're going to let Wayne Shorter play it for us.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry, I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love?
Still listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO in Medford. That's Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 91.5 FM. Or also thank you for listening on WMFO.org. I'm Bobby Familia.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt.
Jonathan has a story of an enlightening experience he had yesterday about the streets of Boston.
I do. I wouldn't call it enlightening, you know. I would more eye-opening, you know. I was walking down the street over by off the Red Line on Park Street. I was over in the Boston Common, and you know, having a nice night. And so this guy walks up to me. You know, you get a lot of that. You get a lot of the dudes down there. It was actually the night that the lottery was ending. You know, that $1.5 billion jackpot. And it was around 9 o'clock when it closed, and I was thinking about going to buy myself a lottery ticket. So, you know, I'm over there, and there's this dude coming up to me. He's walking at a pretty steady pace, you know, a little too fast, and I could tell he was walking right at me, and I was like, ah, damn it. And so he came up to me. And I kind of knew what was coming, and he's asking me for some money. And I just like, sorry, I don't have any. But when I said that, he had this look in his eyes. It was of pure defeat. Now he was a man on, and he was telling me his life story and how he's just trying to feed his family and he really needs the help. And I was starting to feel for this guy, and I was all right. And then he gets on his knees and starts crying. I was like, ah, oh, man, I feel so bad. I was about to go spend this money on the lottery. But instead, I'm gonna give this to you, man. Please do something good with it. And we had this moment, and he grabbed the money from my hand very tenderly, and he kind of says, "I'll say a prayer for you tonight. Pray for me. My name's Lenny." Then I walked away, and then I kind of turned back to see where he was going, and this dude was no longer, you know, sobbing and kind of these tears of regret, and he was singing a different tune. He had a big ass shit eating grin on his face, and he goes up to this dude next to the liquor store, and he daps him, gives him the $5 I gave him, and walks into the liquor store probably to buy a lottery ticket, you know, that I would have had, and I would have won that $1.5 billion. So
that's what this is.
Yeah, I got my numbers that I play every time, so I would have won too. So that's some shit.
Well, you know, you have better odds if you do automated numbers, Jonathan.
That's actually not true.
That is true.
If you automate it every time, no. Quick picks are not the way to go. Don't listen to Bobby. We gotta play the same numbers every time. Think about that. You know, if you're doing a different number every, the chances of you losing the same numbers every time are lower.
I only lost $3 on quick picks out of 10.
I don't know. There's something about playing your own numbers too, you know? It's like I played those numbers and they won. I don't know. I would have done some great things with the $1.5 billion. Probably would have. I would have built a new WMFO, you know, complete with a bomb shelter. You know, everything.
More
you
pillars
need
in the studio.
Yeah, more things, you know, keeping the walls together, you know. We got a. The ceiling is about to collapse because all the vinyl's in here. I don't feel safe. I feel like with the $1.5 billion, I probably would have ran away, changed my name. I wouldn't have told anyone.
Oh, you could easily change your name with $1.5 billion.
Probably like go start a life in Portugal, become a farmer.
Lucas,
live off the land.
What would you have done with the 1.5?
That's a really good question. The first thing I would have done with it is buy the band Kiss, so I could thus own the arena football team, the LA Kiss. Mm. But on top of that, I would also have my own band. So it's a real 2-for-1 situation there. And Gene Simmons would have to clean my house all the time and say to me, instead of calling me sir, he'd say rock and roll all night. That would be my name. That's what I would do to 1.5, without a doubt.
And he'd do his little tongue flick too. Rock and roll all night.
Do you know how he did that? What he did was he cut just like a little piece of his tongue, just the tip, and somehow it causes the tongue to sag down more. I'm not, you know, a bio major or anything, but it's an interesting game to play.
If you want a Gene Simmons tongue, self-mutilate. That's what Lucas is saying.
Or call the number 818-555-0199.
Hey, I'm all for it. I might do it. I kind of want that tongue. It's pretty sexy.
You ask me.
Hey, if you want to rock and roll all night
and party every day, then tune in to WMFO. But hey, you're already tuned.
Sometimes you gotta do what's necessary. We do that on Cool with the Head. Cutting up salivary glands.
I remember reading the Guinness Book of World Records and seeing the people that turn themselves into lizards.
Were you at a dentist's office?
No, I was at home, but I was probably I was younger. So it's Guinness Book of World Record, circa 2006, and there were the people that would turn themselves into cats and lizards by.
I remember that. I remember the Ripley's Believe It or Not books too.
Those were hot shit.
I swear, in the elementary school.
I only read those books at the orthodontist right when they were about to tighten my teeth. It was a lot of fun though, learning about like a man who has like three different horns coming out of his nostrils, you know,
or he's got like earlobes that are like down to his like nipples kind of thing, and he like attaches his nipple rings to his earlobe rings. Like, I remember those.
And he looks like a sailboat.
Yeah,
you could put a piece of canvas in there, just make him fly away.
His earlobes have become like kind of like wings, like little vestiges on the side of his head. You know, he can just like start flapping them. But yeah, I remember that brings me back to my elementary school days. I remember if you were the kid who could get to the Ripley's Believe It or Not book first during indoor recess, you were the man.
Yeah, it was a good way to get friends.
You were the king of the castle.
Very quickly.
You were the weird kid with the Ripley's Believe It or Not. You know, you were like you were the king. Oh no! Yeah, don't give your money to hobos. They don't do good things with it.
And don't listen to Kiss unless you're gonna buy them out.
I don't know though. I mean, sometimes I love Kiss. You know, Love Gun.
I just know one song from them.
Detroit Rock City. Oh.
Detroit's not really a rock city when you think about it, but
yeah, nah. It's kind of like they got that stuff going on with the water right now. It's not so
Detroit,
hot.
Detroit,
you know?
Motown.
No, Motown, you got great great hip-hop, Slum Village coming out of there. A lot of disco and house music.
Beautiful. A lot of funk, too. Motown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's let Edith Piaf take us out on this. We've got some wise words coming up after that in light of recent opiate discussion and overdoses in this country. Thank you for listening to WMFO.
Of providing services to those who need them. And so tonight, I'm proposing an increase of $321 million in federal spending on drug treatment. With this strategy, we will do more. We will work with the states. We will encourage employers to establish employee assistance programs to cope with drug use. And because addiction is such a cruel inheritance, we will intensify our search for ways to help expectant mothers who use drugs. Fourth, we must stop illegal drug use before it starts. Unfortunately, it begins early, for many kids, before they're teens. But it doesn't start the way you might think from a dealer or an addict hanging around a school playground. More often, our kids first get their drugs free from friends or even from older brothers or sisters. Peer pressure spreads drug use. Peer pressure can help stop it. I'm proposing $250 million increase in federal funds for school and community prevention programs that help young people and adults reject enticements to try drugs. And I'm proposing something else. Every school, college and university, and every workplace must adopt tough but fair policies about drug use by students and employees. And those who will not adopt such policies not get federal funds, period.
This one is titled Desifanado. One.
Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pokey. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Everybody listening to Cool Like the Head right now, we thank you for tuning your ears to 91.5 FM. It's going to be like dying. We've got Miss Nina Simone behind us right now. When he
calls me, we're about wrapping up for the night. We're gonna end with a tribute to David Bowie, who just passed away recently. Feel like he deserves a couple minutes on the last half of the show.
Yeah, that man deserves much more than the last 10 minutes on our show, but for now that's what we'll give to him, so keep your ears listening. If you can keep and good night. Me,
I wanna stay here with you forever. I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. Space invader, I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut, just walking like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Keep your electric out, baby.
Sorry, why?
Because what was the deal there? You were gay for a while, and then you were not gay.
I was just happy.
Were you bisexual? Were you pansexual? Were you trisexual? Because I thought being gay was a bit like the Foreign Legion. Once you joined, I didn't think you were allowed back.
I was just very, you know, I just got my leg over a lot.
We freak
out in a moonlight daydream. I was incredibly promiscuous. Would I go into that? I can make up a fortune by writing a book about it. Why should I give it to you for free?
All right, well, let me ask you this then, David. We'll get to the book. Should I've never yet tried...
Don't even think about it.
I've never tried the man love, okay? I haven't tried the man on man, the man in man, the man with man. I haven't tried it. I was tempted recently when David Beckham scored that penalty goal. Suddenly, I felt a stirring. Should I give it a try? Father.
Such a serious and a life-challenging and changing question. The answer that I have for you would probably create such turmoil.
Welcome, nice to see you.
Thank you.
So you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Yes.
Say, what happened?
I thought that was enough, really.
So a lot of the glitter is gone that we associate with you, and you've got an entirely new... Is the offstage Bowie,
That's right, that's very good.
You know, I mean, what are you drawing? No, you know, they're, feeling he's into black magic and that sort of thing. And other people see you as just a very skillful performer who changes from time to time from one thing to another.
Yeah. Well, both of that is.
All of you.
I glit from one thing to another a lot.
Glit.
Mm. It's like flip, but it's the 70s version.
One letter later in the alphabet.
This is incredible.
Picture.
How did that come about?
That whole idea and that very painting.
Let me see.
What does Nick mean?
Oh, stolen.
Stolen. Okay, I won't worry about that.
Okay. A feeling, and I got a lot of fulfillment from working with the Dutch and stuff.
Beware. I have been generous up until now, but I can be cruel.
Generous? What have you done that's generous?
Everything. Everything that you wanted, I have done. You asked that the child be taken. I took him. You cowered before me. I was frightening. I have reordered time. I have turned the world upside down. And I have done it all for you. I am exhausted from living up to your expectations. Isn't that generous?
Music International Limited.
Through dangers
the
and
winner,
toils and hardships.
Space
and
then, Oddity. And now here's David Bowie.
I fought my way here to the castle beyond the Goblin City.
Thank you.
song. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.